I am Divya Gill, CPA, and today we are going to break down simple ways to save money and make smarter financial decisions. You are watching Now Media Television.
This episode of Guilty of Savings helps entrepreneurs, founders, and business owners understand that retirement planning is not just a future person problem. It's a business leadership issue, a family confidence issue, and a financial clarity issue. Host Divya Gill brings her accounting and business advisory perspective into a practical conversation with Kirsten Crum, wealth advisor with SRG Financial Advisors, to simplify retirement income, social security income, tax efficient planning, and wealth management for viewers who want to make smarter financial decisions with less fear and more confidence. Viewers would walk away understanding that financial confidence is built through education, preparation, and simple strategic steps, not by waiting until retirement is already here. Welcome to Guilty of Savings. I am Divya Gill, and this is a show where we break down the financial decisions that business owners, entrepreneurs, and families face every day, without the confusion, without intimidation, and without the guilt. Today, we're talking about one of the biggest questions people carry, often quietly: will I be okay financially in retirement? For business owners, especially, that question can be complicated. You may be focused on cash flow, payroll, taxes, growth, and clients right now. But at some point, the question becomes bigger than the business. How do I turn years worth of work into income, stability, protection, and peace of mind? My guest today is Kirsten Crum, wealth advisor with SRG Financial Advisors in Osage Beach, Missouri. Kirsten specializes in retirement income planning, social security strategies, tax-efficient retirement planning, and wealth management. As a fiduciary, she helps pre-retirees and retirees create strategies designed to generate sustainable income and long-term financial confidence. What I appreciate about Kirsten's work is her commitment to making financial topics easy to understand, especially for people who did not grow up with access to clear financial education. Today, we're going to talk about retirement confidence, the decisions that matter before and after retirement, and how business owners can begin planning with clarity instead of fear. Kirsten, welcome to Guilty of Savings.
Divya, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to have our discussion today about all of these things business owners need to be thinking of, especially as they start to approach retirement.
Sounds like a good plan, so let's not wait too long and deep dive. So Kirsten, what first drew you into personal finance and wealth advisory work?
Yeah, what first drew me into personal finance is, one, the very obvious thing is that there's not enough financial literacy out there, right? Or it's not accessible for people. You know, we hear so much noise in the media of you need to start investing, you need to start saving. And a lot of times people don't even understand, okay, that's great, but what does that even mean? And that's really just been what I wanted to help solve for ever since I kind of understood that that's such a problem for folks out there, especially as we go through college and we learn so many things. Financial literacy just isn't one of those things, and how to make actual actionable steps to become more financially literate is really everything that got me into wanting to become a wealth advisor.
You know, you shared right off of the bat really good point that people don't know how and when to plan, how to go about navigating the whole system. And you have also said that people never have that enough financial education. What did you notice early on that made this mission so personal for you? And do you have anything special to say to women like us out there who are entrepreneurial or trying to raise a family and trying to save and work really hard for what they have today?
Absolutely. I think especially being a woman and being able to feel empowered in making financial decisions, unfortunately these days it seems like that's something that's not as common as we would have liked it to be. Of course, talking woman to woman, we'd love to have more financially literate women out there. And just growing up, you just continue to see, unfortunately, it's just not as readily available out there. And especially for business owners, they have to start considering a lot of things ahead of time and being able to make an actionable plan. I like to say, you know, there's no better time than now to just start learning and start educating yourself. There's so many unknowns out there. It's not about being perfect and making the perfect decision at this right moment, but slowly over time being able to build upon what you're learning. And in my case, being able to teach and educate those in that position is what I find the most empowering, especially if it's a woman that I'm able to do that for.
Absolutely. We all, women, they say got to stick together, but it's also about the
That's
business
right.
owners, right? So all of us,
Yeah.
I totally, totally agree with that sentiment, because at Guild Tax Group, we take that initiative very personally. We have women that come in who have no idea how finances work, and then they come in, learn, and that knowledge is empowerment at the end of the day, which takes me to my next question, Kirsten, that why do you think so many business owners wait so long, and they have so much anxiety and misconception around this whole retirement planning concept?
I think it's pretty simple. Business owners, they look at their business like it's their baby, right? They're growing up and they're building alongside with this business. They're so excited. The last thing on their mind is, oh, what's going to end with this? Or what am I going to do to pass this on or sell this business? They're very much in the here and now. And what are those early building stages? You know, it's like starting a family. You want to put your all into it. The last thing you're thinking of is, okay, when is the kid going to leave the house, right? I think it's very similar to business owners. They want to just keep seeing their business grow and grow and grow. And then they need to come to the fact of realization that, yeah, there's going to be a next generation, or there is going to be a moment where you're not going to be the sole person in that business anymore. You're going to want to take a step aside, have that retirement, that work optional lifestyle. And so I think business owners, they just truly want to be a part of their little baby growing up. And it's hard for them to come with that realization that, yeah, there's a day where you're going to retire and that business is going to either pass hands or become something bigger than it even was when you were a part of it.
You raised some good points about viewing financial retirement, like planning, as a tool to gear it towards your long-term strategies and retirement planning per se. So what the difference between having the money saved versus having a real retirement income plan?
There's definitely huge differences between what you have saved and what your plan is. I mean, it's great to know that you have money saved up, whether you're a business owner and you've been putting stuff away on the side. Maybe it's someone who has had a career in something, and again, they have a 401k or something. That's simply a small little snapshot, right? Having a savings isn't going to help answer, what am I going to do in that work optional phase of life? How am I going to keep spending my money? What is going to be the legacy that I live on, whether that's financially or personally, those values in our life? Those are all the things we have to start considering. And also understand that life is going to throw us curveballs, right? We like to say there's different mile markers that are going to happen in life. And we need to have a plan for all of those. And just simply having savings set aside isn't going to help answer how we react to all of those things that hit us with life.
You know, you make some really good points here. Having a rainy day fund is important, but it's not the whole story. You need to save up for the real retirement income later. You need to do the planning. Maybe for our audience watching, can you help us connect the dots when we say retirement planning is indeed definitely connected to the health of your business today? How do you want entrepreneurs to view this? How can we change that way of thinking where they think it's not and they don't need to really contribute it and they can wait till tomorrow? And guess what? The tomorrow never comes.
Yeah, you're so right. Tomorrow also just sneaks up on you, right? The end of the day, we want to make sure people are starting to work towards what that retirement looks like. I think business owners, if they start thinking now, what does that business look like in 5, 10, 15 years from now, so they can slowly make progress towards that? Because all of a sudden it just hits you one day and, oh, I didn't save anything up for retirement, and now, you know, maybe we're stuck in working in this business which we have loved growing up in, but then there's a point where maybe we're ready to retire and take a step away from it. And if we're at a point where we haven't made any steps to be able to do that in our future, that's just not the place we want to end up, where we're just having to make decisions because we're kind of forced into them.
Those are some very good points. You know, the audience needs to think about what could happen tomorrow and not just today. Mm-hmm. And the business, if it's running really healthy today, today is the time to put that money into something besides your savings that will then grow, because money pulls the money, right? So with said, Kirsten, what financial questions do you want every business owner out there listening to us to ask at least about 5 to 10 years before retirement?
I think a big question that business owners have to be asking, and I know I hate even asking this to folks who own a business, is what would happen if you stepped away from your business, say, for a whole week without any heads up to anyone in the company? Is it going to keep running? Is there a team that's helping back you up and being able to sustain what this business is doing? And if your answer is no, then you have a lot of planning to do before we ever get to that retirement stage. And again, it goes back to that, you know, putting your all into a business as you keep growing and growing. It's like your little baby, your little nest egg. You hate to think of the day that you have to step away from it, but that day ultimately comes, right?
Right. And Kirsten, that is such an important starting point, because retirement confidence is not built overnight. It's built through clarity, education, and the willingness to look at the numbers before the pressure forces the conversation. When we come back, we'll talk about one of the most misunderstood pieces of retirement planning: Social Security, timing, taxes, and income strategy.
We'll be right back with more tips to help you save money, reduce taxes, and make your finances work for you. Stay tuned. And we are back. I am Divya Gill, CPA, and your host of Guilty of Savings on Now Media Television. Let's keep
Welcome back to Guilty of Savings. Stay connected to the show and now every Now Media TV favorite, live or on demand, anytime you like. Download the free Now Media TV app on Roku or Apple and unlock nonstop bilingual programming in English and Spanish. On the move, catch the podcast version at nowmedia.tv. From business and news to lifestyle, culture, and beyond, Now Media TV is streaming around the clock, ready whenever you are. I'm back with Kirsten Crum, Wealth Advisor with SRG Financial Advisors. In this segment, we are now looking at the decisions people often delay because they feel too complicated: when to take Social Security, how to create retirement income, how to reduce tax surprises, and how to protect confidence once a regular paycheck changes. For business owners, this matters even more because their personal future and their business future are often closely connected and tied together. So with that said, Kirsten, welcome back.
Thank you for having me back. I'm excited.
Us too, because we want to learn more. And this is one of my favorite topics because I have a lot of clients ask us about this: Social Security.
Yes.
Why is Social Security more strategic than many people realize?
Social Security is definitely more strategic than folks realize, because I think when you just say Social Security, everyone just simply thinks of an age in their life, right? It's like, okay, what age am I going to take Social Security? And surely there's just a simple answer and there's a perfect time everybody's supposed to take Social Security, right? And that can't be further than the truth. And I know you understand that as well, because at the end of the day, you got to be looking at it from a holistic financial perspective, right? We can't just make a decision about Social Security without knowing what's important in your life. What other things do we have going on? What does your work optional lifestyle look like? Taxes. I mean, there's so much more involved with Social Security than simply just picking an age and running with it.
Right. Those are some good points. Can you think of like a couple of examples, maybe one, about some common mistakes people make when deciding when to claim Social Security?
Yeah, I think some of the common mistakes or misconceptions, going back to, you know, what's good for your neighbor down the street is not going to be what's good for you. We have people that come in and are really dead set on, okay, this is the age I think I want to take it because my friend in my book club took it at this age and I want to do the same. Okay, but you just told me you want to keep working another few more years, and we probably didn't think of that there's going to be income weights and income limits as we start Social Security that maybe your neighbor down the street is not going to have. And it starts to open up the conversation to how much more details are in this conversation.
That's really good way of thinking. And how do you think married couples should approach Social Security? Is it more of a household decision or more of like an individual decision? How do you suggest they handle this?
Yeah, for couples, it's definitely a joint decision. We like to look at everything in their financial picture as together, right? One person's actions, one person's timing is going to actually affect their spouse. And a lot of people don't think about that. We have to start considering maybe what the spousal benefit is going to be. We have to unfortunately do planning for if one were to pass today, what does that mean for the next spouse as far as what their benefit does, and how do taxes change at that point? And so trying to piece all of those things together, it goes back to the point of it's not just simply one single number that we look at. We have to look at absolutely everything going on. And to answer your question, it absolutely is at the household level rather than at the individual level.
You know, you raised a very good point, Kirsten, about the fact that how it needs to be at the household level, because you're talking about some very important decisions, some very difficult decisions, right? Some decisions here talk about what were to happen. And in the event something happens to one spouse or, you know, God not willing, we don't want to cross that bridge. Nobody wants to think about it. But those are circumstances that are unavoidable, inevitable. Mm-hmm. And I always tell my clients, always get a trio. Always get your financial planner, a person like you who knows what they're doing.
Yes.
A CPA who would partner with the financial planner, as well as an estate attorney. I call that the successful trio team you need to have right there behind you as your backbone so that they can help you navigate through all these important decision-making points. With that said, the goal is to create sustainable retirement income. So what does sustainable retirement income mean to you?
Yeah, sustainable retirement income is more than just setting a plan one time and just going about life, right? Creating a sustainable income plan is knowing that it's going to change over time. You know, we have folks that come in with our first conversation and, you know, I don't know how much money that we need to be taking. We just retired. We don't even know how to adjust or what life looks like. And that's okay, right? The sustainable part of the income plan is that it's going to be flexible. We know your life is going to change, and we want to make sure that we make those adjustments on a much, you know, granular level. If that's even less than a year in each meeting, we want to make sure that we're always planning ahead.
And then do you see that as a challenge that people don't understand the difference between accumulation and distribution? And, you know, where do we go about with making them understand that? How do you go about making them understand that difference that, hey, this is okay to accumulate and this is distribution?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have a really good story on accumulation and distribution. I want to think of retirement like you're climbing a mountain, and retirement is at the very top of that mountain. So accumulation is all of those growing years. And again, this goes back to even business owners, as you know, you're growing a family, you're growing your business, you're contributing to your investment accounts, your rainy day funds, you're just continuing to grow. You know, market fluctuations don't quite matter as much to us because we're still just growing, we're contributing. And we get to the very top of that mountain and we get to plant that flag that says retirement. Well, now what? Right? Just because we're at the top of the mountain doesn't mean we're done. We've got to make ourselves all the way down at the bottom of the mountain. I don't know if you know anything about mountain climbing stories, but a lot of the accidents, or actually majority of the accidents, actually happen on the climb down, unfortunately. So that's retirement. You know, we think we're at the very top when we plant that flag, but we actually have so many things we have to start thinking of as we start to descend down this mountain, and that's your distribution years.
You know, I love the example of the mountain here.
Yeah.
Let's go back to the mountain. Let's not get down yet. Yeah, stay with me at the top of the mountain.
Right.
Where do taxes surprise people? Where are we on this mountain?
Yeah.
And where do you see? I want to know your take, being the fact we both are in the same field and peers. And it would be fun to see. Yeah, go ahead.
Taxes is one of those kind of barriers on the way down on the mountain. Like you said, you hit retirement, and I think the misconception with taxes is that that's an April 15th problem, right? And that's not the case, and I know you would say you would agree with that. Taxes is always ongoing. And another misconception when it comes to taxes is, okay, all of those accumulation years, let's say we were contributing to a 401k, a 457 plan, whatever the case is for your work plan, we don't realize those all had different tax type contributions, whether it was traditional or Roth. We get to the top of this mountain, and let's say we have whatever our investment number is at the end of the day. We don't realize that that number could mean a lot of different things depending on how it's tax broken up in that account. So as we're making our way down that mountain, those are absolutely things we have to consider.
Absolutely love the points and the comments you have made so far, Kirsten. And I would definitely add and echo what you're saying. You know, as an example, we often have clients who walk in and they're at the time where they're happy they're retiring. And next thing, they have required minimum distribution. Many people will know it as an RMD that has to be taken out. Next thing, they're surprised that there is a tax element to it and they now have to pay that. So it's important to plan with your planner and your CPAs to see what that tax liability will be like. Like Kirsten said, you do not want to wait to till the last minute, till April 15th. You want to be proactive about your taxes, not reactive. Which takes me to my next question, Kirsten, that what should business owners understand about tax efficient retirement planning? This is my favorite. This could be before they sell, exit, or they slow down. Yes. So now we are all over the mountain. Yeah, go for it.
Yep. Yep, we're at the mountain for a business owner and you start thinking about taxes. There's one thing we see a lot with business owners, and that's maybe they have structured their taxes in such a way that as they were building this business, it was beneficial to them. Let's say they start tying kind of some expenses into their business and they don't realize when they start to get to the point to sell their business that now maybe all of those things that we have taken off as we've been growing the business isn't quite as beneficial to them because now there's just so many things that have been intermingled into their taxes. When they go to sell it, it makes it a lot more confusing for, say, a bigger company or a bigger practice to buy them up. It just starts to cause some confusion. So, you know, the better we can get ahead on planning for taxes or what that exit strategy might be for someone who owns a business, that's something we want to start doing as soon as possible.
You know, those are some really important points, and I cannot echo those enough with the clients too. And as we close out the segment, I do want to ask this quickly. How can someone create a retirement income plan that still allows flexibility as life changes?
I think that's the only way to build a retirement plan is to be flexible with any changes that are coming up in life. We know that there's going to be different things that happen or occur in our life as we move forward, critical life events. We don't know when they're going to happen, but we know we need to have a plan for when those things do happen. And when people have confidence and they know, okay, I'm going to call Kirsten up. I know that we have a contingency plan when this happens to us, they can feel confident in that.
Well said. And what stands out in this segment is that retirement income is not just about how much you have. It's about how the pieces work together. Social security, taxes, business value, risk, and lifestyle all have to be factored in. When we return, we'll talk about the emotional side of money, my favorite. Why financial confidence is not only a numbers issue, but also an education and trust issue.
We'll be right back with more tips to help you save money, reduce taxes, and make your finances work for you. Stay tuned. And we are back. I am Divya Gill, CPA, and your host of Guilty of Savings on Now Media Television. Let's keep
Welcome back to Guilty of Savings. I am continuing my conversation with Kirsten Crum, Wealth Advisor with SRG Financial Advisors. We have talked about retirement income and Social Security. Now we want to talk about financial confidence because many people do not make poor financial decisions because they're careless. They make them because no one ever took the time to explain their options clearly. Kirsten's work is rooted in making complex financial topics understandable so people can make informed decisions without feeling overwhelmed. So thank you, Kirsten, for educating us with so many different aspects. But here's the next question, which is the emotional aspect of things. Mm-hmm. Why is financial education such an integral part of your work?
Yeah, financial education is such a huge part of our work because I want people to feel confident, and it's hard to have any confidence in anything that you don't understand. And there's going to be different levels, you know, depending on the person who's sitting across from me, they're going to want a different education level, if you will, or have it explained a little different, but dependent on what their personality is. But to me, it's very important that everyone truly understands why we're getting into something, why we're making certain decisions, what could possibly change in their life that would also make us change their plan. And finally, at the end of the day, how does this fit into their entire financial plan?
You know, those are some really good points. And let's deep dive. What do you see happen when people finally understand their financial picture clearly?
Yeah, when I start to see people truly understand their plan, you just see this whole weight of confidence in them. When we first start to meet with someone, it's always a little anxious. You know, it's a little scary to come in and talk to someone about money, especially someone that you don't know, right? So first off, making that first step, I take huge pride in being that person or that trustworthy person who someone gets to tell their story to. And we, as we start working with people, it's so awesome. You get to see them just kind of open up more and more to us, as you build more trust with them, they want to tell you more things. And we want to say, you know, there's no silly questions to be asked here at all. We want to help you answer anything that you have, anything money related. We want to be that person that you go to and that you feel good about coming to us for it.
You know, I'm going to ask you a question layered on top of that.
Yes.
That sounds like your dream audience, the people who are
yes.
willing to listen to you. But then
yes.
do you ever have people where they're shut? There are complex
mm-hmm.
financial scenarios there, but people just cannot understand or maybe comprehend or are not willing to take that next step. How does that work when it comes to the communication piece with the advisor in that situation?
Yeah, as far as communicating to people, I think it's important to understand the person you're talking to is not meant to be the financial professional on the other end, right? That's what they're coming to you to talk about. And so, you know, I feel like I see other professionals want to use these really big, elaborate words and, you know, try to make things a little bit more confusing than they are to try to make themselves feel better about whatever they know and think that the client in front of them doesn't know. When at the end of the day, we're just trying to make that person feel better and understand their position that they're in. And, you know, maybe that's storytelling and we are able to kind of paint the picture in how their plan looks rather than getting into all of the numbers. And that's going to vary depending on the person in front of you.
Right. I always tell people numbers tell your story. Start with the
yes.
story and the numbers will start coming together and make sense
100%.
For you. Right. With that said, what financial conversations do women, families, and business owners should be encouraged to have more openly, according to you?
Yeah, I think just starting the conversation earlier is the most important step. You know, we think about women aren't necessarily the forefront in a lot of financial conversations. So just having that first conversation, whether it's with your spouse or your partner, and just kind of getting an understanding of where you're even at. You know, when we have people come in, they're shocked to see like all of their investments all on one board. We put it all in front of them and, you know, it paints a whole picture of what they have. And so starting the conversation of what you even have now, you know, we talked about, okay, is savings really a plan? Savings isn't a plan, but it's a great place to start to even understand what different accounts you have. And that's a good place that we can go from.
So what questions should the clients feel empowered to ask their advisors?
Mm-hmm. I think they should ask as many questions as they feel like they need to us. That's exactly what we're here for. You know, I think the most obvious questions that people ask us is, you know, do I have enough money or am I going to be okay to retire? Sometimes we have people come to us and they have already retired and now it's like, okay, so now what? And that's like such a big unknown that we get to answer for them. And it's really awesome to be able to work with someone in these retirement years because they just get a shift in what their lifestyle looks like and us being able to build a plan that incorporates the things that they still love to do, whether it's, you know, vacations or leaving something behind to the next generation. They just kind of light up in that sense.
You know, you bring up the good points where I truly believe that what you're talking about is empowering the clients by giving them the knowledge that they need to know
yes.
and not keeping that to yourself, right? So that they can make
yes.
smart, confident decisions. And in your personal experience, how does this confidence change the way someone makes retirement decisions once they partner with somebody like you?
Yeah, with anything, when you're able to be more educated on it, you're able to feel more confident about it. And it goes back to, you know, kind of my upbringing where I feel like I've seen financial literacy isn't as relevant. It's hard for myself to make a decision on anything that I'm not educated about. So, you know, it's the same way for that person that's sitting in front of us. And, you know, we just like to tell our clients, I want to teach you as much about this as you want to know. Now, if you don't want to know every back end thing that's going on, then I won't get all the way into it. But I want you to have an understanding. You know, we can't have conversations with people of just like, yeah, do whatever and just let it go with the flow or whatever the case is. We really want you to feel educated as we're going through this process so you feel comfortable about it.
You know, I'm going to shift gears a little because we're talking
yeah.
about knowledge. We're talking about confidence. And there is a word that's thrown out there. It's called a fiduciary,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes.
Can you tell
yep.
people a little more, educate them? What does that mean? Even before we dive into
yeah.
any more questions about the role.
Yeah, of course. And it's funny that you bring it up because I've noticed the same thing. Fiduciary has been kind of the new term that's thrown around. And we've always been fiduciaries here at SRG Financial Advisors. And it's quite simple. It just means that we put the client's interest first. That means every decision we make is with the client in mind, and it is to their benefit over ours before we do absolutely anything. And that's something that helps the client feel more comfortable. And frankly, I feel like that's the only way any financial planning should be done, is on a fiduciary level. But we have always been fiduciaries, yes.
Okay, so then you guys are the fiduciaries. And how do you define mm-hmm. that role in a way that people can understand? So say somebody wants to come in for retirement planning. Mm-hmm. What would you, mm-hmm. Is every retirement planning company a fiduciary? How does it work so that we can make more sense of that word for people?
Yeah, it's definitely a question to ask before you start working with anyone. Everyone at SRG Financial Advisors is a fiduciary because we act on behalf of the best interest of the client. And no, not every financial planner is a fiduciary. So that's an important thing to ask, because again, I can't imagine that planning would be any other way. That's just been something that SRG has been around for nearly 30 years, and we have always uphold that fiduciary role.
Sounds good. And that's a distinction I do want our viewers to understand, because mm-hmm. oftentimes they'll walk into our office and they'll explain us the concept of fiduciary, and doesn't always line up to the true definition of that. So I truly appreciate you clearing it, finding it for all of us. And then let's go to my last question of the segment here, but we have more to come. But what is one topic you wish more people understood before making major retirement decisions or investment decisions?
I think overall, the one thing that I wish folks understood more is that there's not just simply one answer or one answer to one question when it comes to financial planning. I think, you know, especially like in the media, you find so many articles nowadays that are saying, okay, this is how much you should be taking in retirement, or this is the perfect age you should retire. Reality, that's not how it is, right? It depends on everyone's lifestyle. You know, someone might want to work even more in their quote unquote work optional days, where they don't necessarily need the income, but maybe it gives them fulfillment, so they should keep working, right? That works into their plan. And so just being able to kind of blur out the media and some of the headlines that you see, I wish folks were able to do more.
And you raised some good points, right? These days with the economy, the way it's going, we're seeing more of the baby boomers sticking out a lot longer on their jobs than that typical traditional retirement age. And these are some of the decisions they need to make with the planners like you, by partnering with them, by partnering with the CPAs and the attorneys, to decide that what is the right path for them, define the short-term goals in the plan, long-term goals, and have knowledgeable people like you by their side to help them make those decisions, so that they don't have to struggle when it comes to Social Security and they don't have that paycheck. Because it's often sad to see these clients sometimes come in and they now have to live Social Security check to Social Security check because they might not have done this planning right. So these are some of the examples we see in our day-to-day life in our CPA practice. And this is what we want our viewers to feel on Guilty of Savings. You do not have to understand everything at once, like Kirsten said, but you deserve clear explanations, honest guidance, and a plan that helps you move forward with more confidence, knowledge, and power. When we come back, we will close with practical next steps for business owners, pre-retirees, and families who want to build wealth with more clarity and less fear.
We'll be right back with more tips to help you save money, reduce taxes, and make your finances work for you. Stay tuned.
Welcome back to Guilty of Savings.
I am Divya Gill, CPA, and your host of Guilty of Savings on Now Media Television. Let's keep
Welcome back to Guilty of Savings. Stay connected to the show and every Now Media TV favorite, live or on demand, anytime you like. Download the free Now Media TV app on Roku or Apple and unlock nonstop bilingual programming in English and Spanish. On the move, catch the podcast version on Now Media TV, from business and news to lifestyle, culture, and beyond. Now Media TV is streaming around the clock, ready whenever you are. I am closing today's conversation with Kirsten Crum. In this final segment, we're bringing everything together: retirement income, Social Security, tax-efficient planning, education, and long-term confidence. The goal is not to make financial planning feel perfect. The goal is to make it feel possible, practical, and personal. So with that said, Kirsten, welcome back. And if someone feels behind on retirement planning, what is the first thing that they should do instead of panicking?
Well, I loved how you started in, it's not about being perfect when it comes to financial planning, right? As long as you're getting a start, that is always the first step in this whole journey, especially for whether you're a business owner or someone who has worked a career your whole entire life. We spoke a little bit on that mountain climbing story, those accumulation years, you get to the top and get to retirement. Now you have all of these different decisions as you face retirement and kind of make your way down that mountain. So as long as you're having the start of that conversation, then we can start looking at how we can safely bring ourselves down that mountain of retirement.
And like you would say, and I would too, it's never late to start, right? So start your journey now if you have to,
yes,
or if you haven't
right.
yet. So what should the business owners watching a show review today if they want more confidence about their long-term future?
Yeah, for any business owners, as far as their future when it comes to retirement, this is really your time to look at what is your lasting legacy going to be? Because again, as they're growing up and growing this business, it's their little baby, but what does it look like in the future once you step aside? Because the legacy is going to be so different for you versus any other business owner. Maybe it's passing it down to the next generation. Well, that starts with today, right? We need to start training that next generation if that's the idea and that's the goal to be passing it down to. Or maybe it's structuring it so we can get bought up by some company. Whatever your idea is or your goal, starting to take the time today to think about what is that end goal? What is my retirement going to look like, especially if I'm a business owner, so I can structure it today so it can get to that point where, you know what, I'm okay and I can step aside from the business at this point.
And you know, that's such a gratifying feeling. I'm sure you feel it for your clients
yes.
when they can say
right.
that hey, I'm okay mm-hmm. and I'm ready to hand over the ship to the next generation, right?
Yes.
So that said, how can people that balance enjoying life now with planning responsibly for later? Because what we've given them is an influx of valuable information, but some of them might be intimidated going, we haven't started yet. What do we do? Where from here? So how can people balance all of that out?
Yeah, I think as far as balancing it out is, you know, you're not making one huge wrong decision now by not starting, right? As long as we start that conversation, we like to say, we're never gonna tell you what to do or just give you one example that you have to follow. We're just gonna tell you what's gonna happen if you do that. So say you're gonna eat steak and potatoes every night. We're not gonna tell you you can't do that. We're gonna tell you what's gonna happen as an effect of it. So yeah, it might have a little effect on when you're able to retire if that's what we're doing in those accumulation years, but it's not that it's the wrong answer necessarily. It just means we're gonna have to kind of adjust your plan for the future.
And is there a role when it comes to communication, family mm-hmm. communication in particular, that plays in the retirement and wealth planning? What do you see in your everyday life when you're dealing with clients?
Yeah, at the family level, it's very important. And I think it's one of the things that a lot of folks don't necessarily think about, right? You know, the family has this wealth or in their planning to pass it down to the next generation, but we've never told the next generation about this. And so, you know, now the next generation has to start thinking of what taxes might be after they inherit something, or maybe they're kind of blindsided with any inheritance that comes to them. And so we like to have what is called a family phone call. And that's simply having a conversation with whoever we're planning for, but also their kids or whoever that next generation is, to include them with, okay, here's where all of the accounts are. Here's what would happen should these be inherited. And even things as simple as like, what are the companies called? Where are these accounts even at? How many are there? Because it becomes very overwhelming in knowing how to even track those things down.
Do people tend to make you part of their succession planning? Are you seeing more and more of that happen based on experience?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we definitely are seeing the succession planning and the trying to plan ahead. And that goes back to everything that we really want to be about, is that we're making a plan for the future, right? And the future doesn't end just when, you know, the inevitable happens to these folks' lives, but how does this end and how does the legacy continue? It's actually one of the core pillars that we have throughout our practice is legacy planning. And we want to make sure everyone is on the same page with it. And we're not just going to be, you know, surprising whatever that succession is for folks or business owners.
And what does legacy planning entail?
Yeah, legacy planning is everything that someone wants to leave behind, whether it's their purpose that they want to leave behind. Say we get to that work optional stage of life and they want to be able to be a volunteer for a while. We want to work that into their plan. What if the legacy is they want to pass their business on down to their kids? Well, do the kids know that, right? We need to have those conversations ahead of time rather than just after the fact. And making sure that we have everything all together in one place to be easily manageable for what that legacy is.
So then how should pre-retirees think about the risk as they get closer to retirement?
Yeah, pre-retirees, as they start thinking about risk, that's another one of the core pillars is risk management. And risk can really mean a lot of things. You know, we obviously think of market volatility, right? How do we better structure that as we come closer to retirement? How does risk look in different accounts? Of course, as we're building a sustainable income plan, there's going to be different buckets, if you will, or different risk tolerances for folks' money. And as they start pulling money out, we want to make sure that it's in a place that's obviously safer, but maybe we have a bucket over here that's able to grow for the long term. Other risks, you know, that are important to consider is healthcare risks. You know, is that going to be a burden? Are those expenses going to come up out of nowhere for us? Are we going to have a plan for when something like that happens? So those are the risks that we like to talk about ahead of time. It goes back to those kind of contingent scenarios that we want to have a plan for rather than, oh no, I have this huge expense. We want to make sure that, well, we knew this potentially could happen and this is what we're going to be able to do for it as a part of that flexible and dynamic plan.
You know, Kirsten, you made me think of an example where I clearly remember back in COVID time, we had a lot of clients due to health reasons and all the issues we had out there that we saw families struggle with. They were forced to dip into a 401ks. And then what happened was the next year they got a 1099 for the year. The taxes were being done for. And next thing, there was a whole tax consequence. So these individuals were not only suffering with all these expenses that they were supposed to incur at the last minute, but because of the lack of proper planning with their retirement planner, with their financial planner, like someone like you, as well as with their tax consultant, they're now stuck with all these unnecessary tax bills, which we could have circumvented had we not gone that path, right? There are loans that you could take from against your brokerage accounts. I mean, there's so many different strategies that can be put in place when it comes to that. So those are all good points that you indicate. And, you know, we talked about pre-retirees, but something I do want to talk about is our younger professionals, right? We have a whole host of generation out there living at home with their parents, and they're still not able to get their first house. And they are cringing that, hey, how do I even save for a 401k when I'm not even getting that stable paycheck I want and I don't even have my first house? So for those younger that younger generation out there, the professionals out there, what advice would you give to a younger professional who wants to start building good financial habits now?
Yeah, I think for younger professionals out there, it's just getting out there and starting to work and being able to build some of that financial kind of base, if you will. You know, not getting caught up in all of the noise and trying to think that there's one right answer versus wrong, but letting yourself be able to grow and also just giving yourself a little peace. You know, nobody's going to be perfect at the end of the day, and being okay with that, right? Making a little start in the right direction, continuing to build. I think without trying to think of all the pressure that, you know, a lot of people like on social media, it's like keeping up with the Joneses and all of this stuff, and people get so caught up with it. And I think just taking a second, calming down and just slowly building more financial education to feel a little bit better to that start that you make.
You raised a good point about the social media out there. Yeah. We have so many content creators who are our clients at this point. And the one thing we're trying to encourage with the content creators is you're making all this money now. Okay, start putting this money away before something happens and then you are not able to continue on with the content creator career, or there's a change in the market, which is inevitable, right? There was a time when Google was God, and now we have all the AI and the GPTs of the world that are taking over. So you just have to keep up, and you have to not put that in the rear view. You have to manage your retirement stuff today. And with that said, Kirsten, one of the last questions that we want our viewers to know is, if they were told to remember one thing from this conversation, what would you want it to be?
I think that there's one thing to take away from today's conversation is that today is the best place to start. Today and now is when you can start building yourself for that future you. We like to say, future you is going to thank you for the decisions that you're making now. And I cannot believe that that's the truth, right? As long as you start now, you don't have to be perfect. We've touched on that today. You don't need to be perfect at any of it, but do stuff today that future you is going to thank you for. And I think that's exactly what you'd take away today.
Right. And then do you, if clients want to reach out to you, give you a shout, like where, how do they reach out to you? Go ahead and share that information with her.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, to book a free introductory call, you can give us a phone call at 573-302-7212. Also, feel free to visit our website at www.srgfinancialadvisors.com. You can click to meet with an advisor. We can meet virtually. We know so many people are out there in the Zoom world nowadays that you can meet from anywhere virtually, literally. So we'd be more than happy to have that introductory conversation with you and get you started because, again, today's the best day to get started.
I love it. The way you say it, today is the best day to get started. And you need a person like Kirsten on your side to help you make that today into a more fruitful tomorrow, because tomorrow never comes, guys. So you better call her, you better be in touch, and you better get going on your financial plan. Kirsten, thank you for bringing such clarity, warmth, practical wisdom to this conversation. Today, we talked about retirement income, social security, tax efficient planning, financial education, and the confidence that comes from having a plan. For every viewer watching out there, the message is simple. Your financial future does not have to be confusing. You can ask better questions, get better guidance, and take the next step with more confidence, because knowledge is empowerment, and that knowledge will give you the clarity that you need in order to make numbers work in your favor. It's important to understand that numbers tell a story, and it's important to know the story so that the numbers would make sense. I'm Divya Gill, and until next time, this is Guilty of Savings.
Welcome to Guilty of Savings. I am Divya Gill, CPA, and today we are going to break down simple ways to save money.